Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Everybody, welcome, welcome to Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Pastor J.
And listen, we are back in the building. If this is your first time watching, listen, we are a real talk podcast where we talk to real people about real issues and real relationships. Today, our topic is going to be, I have a question. So if you have a question, listen, comment, make your question known so we can address your questions. But we also have some questions. Listen, if this is adding value to your life, please subscribe on YouTube to Shift Real Talk and like and share. We'd like to see you again. If this is going to add value, come on back and see us. Let's get it. All right, y'all. We are back.
We back in the building, y'all.
All right, Keisha is on the line. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. This young lady, Keisha Hollis, is
okay, babe. You started with prayer today, okay? Come on, so we can.
I jumped right in again, didn't I? Yeah. I like to jump in. Okay, but we're gonna start with prayer. So, y'all, let's pray. Lord God, you're amazing. You're awesome. You are our master. You are the one who has made all things possible for us to even be here speaking to people on your behalf. Lord, speak through us. Help us to just give a word, a message, a statement that will help somebody, Lord, because our desire is to be different but impactful. So we bless your holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, let me tell you how we came up with this, because normally afterwards when we do the podcast, We usually recap. Me and my wife usually recap. And then while we were talking, I had a couple of questions, and she didn't want to talk about it then. She said, well, let's talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, that's how you came up with this?
Yeah, so that's how I came up with this, because I wanted to ask a couple of questions that had to do with some relationship stuff, and she didn't want to really, you know, but I mean.
Well, let's straighten it. Not that I didn't want to talk about it. It's just... Sometimes when we recap and everything, we do talk about the topics, but it get kind of deep. So why not bring it?
Yeah, why not bring it here? You know what I'm saying? Podcast. So we bringing it to the podcast because I got a couple of questions. So if y'all are out there, hey, Candy, what's going on? If y'all are
Candy,
out there,
what's up, girl?
I got some questions, and I really want y'all to help me with these questions, y'all. I really do. I want to know some things. I really do.
And some of these questions actually stem from the Shift Love Ball that we had about a month ago.
But before the Shift Love Ball, I got some questions.
Oh, you have? Okay,
yes, I have some questions that I want to ask.
Okay.
Candy, I need you to answer some of these questions I got. I got some questions. Listen, and then y'all out there in TV land, Channel 49, if you want to answer these questions, talk to Donnell Ballard. Let them know you want to, you know, go ahead on Channel 49 and let them know that you want to answer these questions
Just comment.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, we'll deal with the announcements later, but we want to get in because I want to ask these questions.
All right, come on.
We're going to get right into it.
I'm ready.
My first question is, okay, now, here's a question. If you are in a relationship, right, and you and this person, y'all are having a problem, right?
Okay.
And you go, and the problem, let's just say that problem really got bad. And what you did was you went and go talk to your friends.
Okay.
You went and told your friends about the problem that you was having in your relationship. So now you got the friends mad at the person that you was, in the relationship with. But now, you and the person are made up.
Y'all good now.
Y'all good now. right? Y'all straight. Yeah,
y'all straightened it out.
But the friend still got an issue with the problem, with the person that you done made it straightened out with. Right. How do you deal with that?
Wow.
Come on, y'all. How do y'all deal with that?
That's a good question, because a lot of times when you tell your loved ones about what's going on in your
family,
relationship,
it could be family, it could be friends.
They can't let it go.
And they will not let it, because you done told them something that really probably was like something like, oh, girl, he cheated on me.
In the moment, it's
oh, girl, I found a number in, oh, girl, I found the number in his phone, and this girl sent them a picture or something.
Yeah.
And then you go telling your girlfriends. And then the girlfriend looking at him like he just cheated, but y'all done straightened it out. It was really something that right. really wasn't that you assumed. You know,
it could have been a misunderstanding.
It could have been a misunderstanding.
But in the moment, you probably told it like you knew exactly what happened before you even communicated with the person and everything. So you now your people know.
See, I see it happen all the
wow.
time.
Yeah,
that's why it's so important to keep your business, I say it with a D, your business to yourself, especially if you know, if you know you are not going to leave this person.
Come on now. And that's
especially
half the
if you know, because a lot of times what we want people to do is side with us.
Right.
But the thing is, it's not even about side. And if you know you're not going to leave this person, that's why it's so important that you have the communication that you need to have, especially, you know. Me and my wife have a communication that nobody would understand the communication, the level of communication that we have. But because we have this level of communication, if there even is something, because we got our own issues. We do. We have them. But we know how to work them out, and we know how to talk about them. So we don't ever have to involve other people to help us work these issues out.
But it was not always that way. Because I do remember how... You know, until you learn, like I learned, but you do
That's
tell
right,
people
Candy.
That you love in your family, because who else you gonna go to? Sometimes you don't have anyone else to go to but the person you did that you in your family, your sister, your mother, you know, somebody that you a best friend. That's what best friends are for a lot of times.
Candy said that's why at times she can't talk to her family and friends because they carry it different. And
they
that's
carry
true.
It different.
And by
I like
time,
that, Candy.
You know, it's so crazy. That's so true, because about time you done tell this person, they done got a whole nother version of the story that you done came and told. So they go tell this one. So everybody got a different story of what the reality of the situation is. So, yeah, you got to be careful.
And you don't realize that what you've told them, now you've worked out with the person that you're with. And even if it was that, you know, you worked it out and they don't know the workout.
Now flip it. Let's flip this question.
Hey, Kim.
Let's flip this question.
Kim Scott is on the line. Okay.
Hey, let's flip it. Now,
all right.
What if everybody in your family really likes this person, right?
Okay.
Let's say everybody in the then got a relationship with this person. We're going to use, you know, just say everybody in a relationship, you done got everybody to love this person.
Okay.
You got him. I mean, he's actually a cool guy.
Yeah, he's
you know,
cool.
Everybody got to love
he
him.
Right.
But you can't stand him no more. You don't want to be with him no more.
And you don't want your family to like
you,
him anymore.
Is it right for you to not want your family to be involved with him because you got an issue with him?
Okay,
but
I
the
like
family,
that question.
But the family
still cool with him.
Is that cool for them, for you to say, I don't want you to be bothered with him because I ain't bothered with him?
You know what? I like that question because...
I told you I had a question.
Mean, honestly, okay, I like that question. Because if you're in a relationship with someone and your family loves that person and you and that person are no longer
y'all
together...
Y'all done hung out? Y'all done went to the movies and stuff like that?
Y'all been together for years, a couple of years.
Exchanged Christmas gifts?
Y'all, that person is basically like family, and all of a sudden you're not with that person anymore. Should the family like
should the family cut him off too? Yeah, because
that's a
you
good
got
question.
A problem
or
with
her.
Him.
Should the family cut that person off?
Should the family cut him off because
hey, Marie.
You cut this person off? Should the family do that?
All right.
Hey, Keisha.
Let me go to a couple of comments. Kim says, "Oh, and about time I tell them we done made up. We done made up, and the family's still mad. The family is still mad. It's years later. The family's still mad."
That's right, Marie. That's right. But you know what? That's right. Marie said her mother, no matter what, Marie was oil. She did some stuff.
Come on now.
But her mother.
What'd she do? Come on.
No, Marie said her mother, no matter what, still loved me. She did.
That's right.
She did. So is yeah, she did. Her mom, Marie's mom was cool. Marie was cussing me out and stuff like that.
See.
Yeah, she cussed me out. And her mama be like, don't do that. Poor Jesse.
That's
he's
how,
just so nice.
That's
Marie,
how I be
and Marie
me.
Was like, you don't know. That boy crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, you Keisha have been through this, Marie.
Keisha says it may be necessary to go back and have a updated conversation with your family.
That's true.
And your friends.
Now Keisha,
we don't do the update conversation.
We don't do the update conversation because now we happy. You know what I'm saying? We...
Marcus from Texas here at Sacred Stone Studios.
Uh-huh.
He says you have to trust your business with mature people.
That's right. Oh, wow. That's deep.
That's the difference in just having somebody that you talk to and then knowing that that person is mature enough to handle the process that your relationship is going through.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's true. But that is so true. Mia said my ex threatened his family if they talk to me. Wow.
Okay, so Mia, elaborate. How did that end up?
Was that uncomfortable? That got to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Because these
are relationships that are built. These are people that actually have invested time, and you guys have come to a point of just having that bond, and now that person's decision not
Real
to
talk,
be with
Barry.
You caused that bond to be broken.
Uh-huh.
And now that person's saying you can't talk to nobody.
Yeah, you family. Because you got a problem, and that because this crazy part is because you got an issue. You want everybody to be involved with the issue you got. Everybody don't have your issue with this person, so why would you want the people who developed the relationship with this person? I think that's
to me,
I think that's a level of immaturity.
Well, I mean,
I think so.
And this will be a really good. I'm sure there will be some controversy about this subject.
Candy said, "Once the family bond is there, it is what it is."
Okay, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's true. But you have some people who believe strongly. Look, once we are done, don't talk to that person. Unfriend them on Facebook. Don't have. I mean, delete their number.
That's right.
Like
babe.
That person is no longer a part of our life.
Yeah, Marie, that's true. Marie said some situations come and go, and those times you have to work out those situations. You know
have to.
Yeah, but it's true. Okay, y'all, I got, because I got some questions today.
Right.
I got another question.
Right.
I got another good
come
question.
On.
This is a good question, y'all. Y'all got to answer these questions. Y'all got to answer these questions. Okay, so a lot of time, now, it's sad. This is a sad statistic, but it is true. A lot of men have been raised by their mother.
Okay.
They've been raised by their mom. You know what I'm saying? Dad wasn't really, you know.
That's true.
He haven't been there. You know, I mean, it's a sad statistic, but it's true. So a lot of times women, we marry this guy who has been raised by his mother,
uh-huh.
who has, and the mom has not really been willing to let go of the son. She's not really been willing to let go. I mean, because she cooked his dinner, she did everything, and you know, it was almost like
that's
mama was in the relationship with the son. But
that's her baby.
But yeah, that's my baby and my baby. So how do you deal with the mama who is now telling you what the son needs?
In the relationship?
In the relationship, period. Like, he has to have his dinner at this time. He has to have his lunch at this time. And he likes it this way. He likes it cooked this way. And all decisions, the son includes the mother in the situation. How do y'all deal with that?
I've never had to deal with that, so I'm at a loss. I mean, I'm sure that will
it is happening. I'm telling you.
I believe you.
It happens.
I believe you. I that will be like really, really hard because no woman wants to compete with a man's, and that's what it becomes, a competition.
Yeah.
No woman wants to compete with a man's mother.
But I've seen it where a lot of men say this, and they say this.
Uh-huh.
My mama has always been there for me. You can walk out anytime. My mama been there. So they give the mother the respect that she's going to be there no matter what.
Right. And she will.
And she will. But at the end of the day, mama ain't giving you no cookies.
Okay, wait. Hold up. So, yeah. And you know what? It could be two beautiful, wonderful women who could possibly get along outside of the the circumstance, but they don't get along because they in the relationship. Both of them are in the relationship with the same man.
Wow.
That's got to be very, very hard to deal with.
We
got
to go back to my first question because some people put some great comments on there. Uh-huh. So let go back to that.
Okay. Well,
not the first question, but the about the still having a relationship with the person.
Hold on,
before
we go back, we have a couple of comments.
That's what I said.
Kim Scott says, "Oh, I'm not all caps going to deal with that." Then okay, and I get it, Kim, because that will be tough to deal with. And you said definitely that's not happening. But how do you do that without the man feeling like that you are disliking his mama? All of a sudden, the woman feel like you trying to take her son, and that's a lot. That's a lot of bad situationships going on. And Quincy says the son has to handle that. I believe that.
Yeah,
the son has to.
But most
set
of the time
the
they don't. Most of the time they don't. The boundary
because they
is set,
raised by the mother.
The boundary
with those,
is usually set with the woman.
Right.
Understand that this is my mama.
Right. Okay.
And she's going to be there for me no matter what.
And then usually
that's what the boundary is usually set at.
Usually that's something that the mother like instills in them as they're growing up. And half the time that's not going to go anywhere.
See, that's why the balance is important, y'all single parents out there. The balance is very, very important.
And that's why I believe
breaking
that the Lord
that cycle.
Said to the men in the Word of God to leave and cleave. Because a man will cleave to his mother and take all of her ways and say, my mama taught me how to do it like this. My mama said this. And my mothers are given so much homage and respect. But at the same time, though, once you, especially when you get married, then you have to leave and you definitely have to cleave to your wife and start not on a not without the stuff that you've learned from your mother, but like your own version of it.
Yeah.
You have to have your own version of, I mean, because she probably taught a lot of good things, but at that point you have to know that the relationship, my mom been there. She always going to be there, but the relationship might be going bad because your mom is so present. In the relationship, it doesn't mean you don't love her because you ask her to take her rightful place as mom only and not as a very, very vital part of my relationship.
That's true. You go back, Mia said that she raised the kids. This is the question that I had before this one.
The question?
The question was, is it cool if the husband or the relationship
When it ends,
but the other person still has a relationship with the rest of the family or with your connections, your friends, they're still connected to the people that you're no longer in the relationship with that person. I mean, how does that work? And Mia said it was hard because at first when they broke up, it got ugly because she raised his kids or his siblings. Wow. Eventually, they apologized to me, and we still act like family.
Wow.
Part two is not that everybody has to break up with the ex. However, I shouldn't have to see him at the family cookout.
Right. Keisha said she should not have to see him at
Now, that's a level of love right there.
Right. Because you don't know what kind of stuff it brings up for the person that is no longer with him. When all
it's
of
like,
a sudden,
what is he doing?
You inviting him to the cookout.
The family inviting the ex to the cookout. And you, now, what that would look like if you show up with somebody else? And I mean, how would that?
That's so uncomfortable.
That'd be so uncomfortable. Hey, now, if you lived in New York, I've seen that happen a lot of times now. You know, you break up and they still cool with the family. And I seen some situations where the ex had to stay with the family because they ain't had nowhere to go.
Wow.
Yeah, it was ugly.
I could only imagine what kind of, like, feelings that what kind of roller coaster of feelings that caused for the person that broke up with that's no longer in the relationship, rather.
I got one. Hold on. Now, mind you, I got these questions because she didn't want to talk to me about them in the car the other day. So I'm going back to ask my friends.
I had no clue.
She didn't want to talk to me about it. She didn't want to talk. So I got a question. So I got another one. Is it okay as a husband now? Now, we make sure we gonna narrow this down. Is it okay, and those who are single, y'all can kind of chime in a little bit, but is it okay for a husband to take home, like, just say y'all had a powerful day at church, y'all, the Lord done came in, and he done blessed the church service.
Here we go.
And there is a young lady that sang in the choir,
right.
And she need a ride home. Now, mind you, y'all came to church in two separate cars.
Right, okay.
You done left already, and the husband called you and said, hey, Sister Keisha or Sister So-and-so need a ride home. Is it okay for the husband to volunteer to take this lady, this single lady home, and you're married? Come on now. Come on, answer this question.
Okay. Oh, my.
Come on, Quincy.
Oh, my.
Is that okay? Is it okay? Is it okay to take this single lady home? Now, mind you, ain't nobody else in the church taking her home. Everybody done wave, hey, all right.
Okay, now, if you respect your wife enough to say, Sister So-and-so need a ride home, and you're going to take her home, I don't see anything wrong with that. But if she continuously let me leave, knowing she need a ride home, and I'm in a different car, we got a problem. I'm talking to Sister Keisha at that
point. You talking to Sister Keisha? You're going to call Sister Keisha on the cell phone?
Would you send
her home in an Uber?
If she got the app on her phone to pay, I'll call it for her. But see, no.
Would that be okay?
I probably wouldn't talk to Sister Keisha before I talk to you. Because the one that we need to have that conversation. I need to have that conversation with. I don't feel like it's you putting yourself in a situation
where something could possibly transpire if it keeps happening. Now, let us be honest here. Let's be real here.
Okay.
Let's be totally real here, y'all. I want to be real here. Sister Keisha, she looks like a model. Everything is set in place, and she's...
Oh, it's not the other Sister Keisha.
It ain't the other Sister Keisha.
Oh, no, you ain't taking her home. Oh, no, brother.
It is not the other Sister Keisha.
Oh, no, brother. You ain't taking...
How does Sister Keisha get to church?
It's sad that your beauty keeps you from being able to get that ride, but...
Kim said, how did she get to church?
See... That's so sad.
I can turn around.
I can turn around. I'll be back to get her. Tell her to be by the curb. I'll be back. I ain't that far gone. Shucks.
Yes. Oh, my God. But come on. But is it okay, though? Y'all, no.
See, you added
so what y'all
element.
Saying is no. Of course,
you added an element.
Because we got to be real here.
Listen, okay, since we're being real.
Sister Keisha look like Jennifer Lopez. This Sunday, she came to church with half her cleavage out, and she need a ride home.
First of all, why would you even... Okay, see, you adding all these elements. I guess there are real elements.
But this is stuff... It's an element, but this is stuff that go down. This
so
is stuff
very
that go on.
Easy for me.
Y'all, come on now. Y'all gotta... Come on now.
I'm with my sisters. I can turn around. I'll be back. Tell her... that I'll be back, and she should not be sitting in your truck when I get back there. You need to, if you want to make sure she's safe, you stay in the car, rev it up a little bit, and tell her to stand on the curb.
We don't know how Sister Keisha got to church. We just know she did a ride home.
That's so sad. How can you show brotherly love and Christian kindness in this situation? Because it's so many
That's
people.
What I'm saying. Because it could honestly be me offering a ride, and it can simply just be a ride.
But see, a lot of men do that. It's just, I'm just simply, but you may just be simply offering a ride.
Somebody
but
said
what
that,
does that
Candy.
Have to do with her? She may have an agenda, but then she may not. See, that's the sad part. Because
my
so
point
many
is,
other
she really
women
may...
have messed it up for the ones who really need the ride.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of tough because you don't know what the agenda is, and you want to put aside every appearance of evil. Kim say Deacon Jones is still there locking up the church. He could take her home.
Kim, I'm not messing with you. She said Deacon Jones is still at the church. He locking it up. He could.
Look, Mia says her looking like a model doesn't bother me because I know what I offer. Ooh, yeah.
What's up, Lester?
She said, like I said, I'll take her home if she really wants that ride. That's right.
Now, Mia, what if you are almost home and it's about 20 minutes to come back?
Again, I reiterate, I can turn around. It's about the ride. It's not about anything else. She needs a ride. Okay. I could turn around. Ask her if she got like a $10 spot, though, because I need some gas.
I mean, because look.
I'm making all these jokes.
But you know what, though? But here's the thing. Because I've seen this happen all the time.
People wouldn't take me home before.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You really got to be. It's sad that sometimes your good could be evil spoken of.
Absolutely.
You got to really be careful nowadays because you can an innocent car ride could turn into something that is very detrimental to just not your relationship but your character.
Because you
don't know the motive of a lot of these people.
Right. And what if she is such an innocent, sweet person, but her past is she probably used to be like Madea and get on that pole. And this is a real situation.
Yeah.
Really like wanting to turn her life around. And all she need is a ride.
And that ride, I'm telling you, that ride could turn into the very attention that she may be seeking for this moment. Because you don't, honestly, like I said, you never know. The position a person is in.
Mm-hmm.
You never know the motive of a person, why they do stuff, because like she said, like Kim got scared. Deacon Jones is still at the church locking it up.
Yeah.
I
have a question too then.
Yeah.
Why is it a lot of times if a woman says to her man or her husband, you don't need to be taking her home, and he goes into the justification of it's just a ride, or you tripping, or you just being insecure right now, why shouldn't I take, and go into all of this almost fighting for the right to take this woman home?
That's what my godfather just said. Mike Granby, what's up, man?
Hey, Dad.
He said, that sounds like the wife does not trust her husband. Does that have to do with trust?
Well, is it trust or is it wisdom?
I think it's wisdom.
Because
again, you got to remember, sometimes our wives can see some things that we cannot see. And then, too, they are women themselves.
And listen, this is so interesting, and this is a real story. A really good friend of mine got caught up in a situation of taking a female to a particular location. I'm not going to go into detail. However, this female ended up saying that he tried to molest her while the ride, in taking the ride.
And
now,
being
it was
nice.
Just them by themselves.
Yeah.
Now, he...
And
fought
guess what?
For the thing of I did not
word
do that.
His word.
She put it out that it was on the news. It was like a really big thing because of a ride that he gave to somebody.
That's unfortunate, right. That
all rides are not innocent rides.
All rides are not innocent because she can get. I'm telling
you, never know the
and
motive
it's sad
the
because
ride.
That it's sad because the law enforcement will take the word of a woman quickly.
Yeah.
And all she got to do is yell out this one word that could get this man not just, hey, don't get riding with her no more, but it can get you in some deep trouble.
And you know the thing that people
were
saying, so many people chimed in and said, he knew better.
He knew
he shouldn't have had her in the car in the first place because he's married.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so this comes back to this situation. I'm talking about when the mess hit the fan, and of course he was found innocent later, but when the mess hit the fan, everybody chimed in. Well, he knew better.
Mm-hmm.
He too old to be not being wise about that. He knew he shouldn't have had her in the car with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was just giving her a ride.
If you hear her opinion, put her in the back seat and put your wife on FaceTime for the
There it is. Let me read that again.
So in other words, she gets in the back, and then you put the wife on FaceTime while you...
He says, if you're her only option, put her in the back seat like an Uber or a Lyft. Amen to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And then have your wife on FaceTime.
You know what, though?
Come
that is a smart
now.
Way to...
That is see, very smart.
That is an intelligent
it's
way to handle
tea.
That. Because now you have it recorded. So she can't even say that. And then you got her in the back seat like this. I think that's a...
Look.
Now, Kim, now, if it were handled... Kim Scott, if it went down like that, would you feel comfortable?
That's the modern way of handling it. Have her on FaceTime.
Would you feel comfortable if she sat in the back? And
that,
you had the FaceTime the whole ride.
I would be all right with that because I feel like that's me in the car too. And then the fact that Quincy came up with that idea lets you know how much he values and honors his marriage, because that was awesome. A lot of men wouldn't think that, but I don't know why. Why wouldn't
I didn't
you think
to
that?
Do that because me, My heart is just that big. I'd be like, babe, look.
Baby, that's, no.
My heart that big. Nah.
Your heart can be big all day long, but don't break mine in the process.
No, if you didn't feel, no, here's the thing now. And now, if you told me, babe, I don't feel comfortable with it, I would respect.
Well, what you want me to do, just leave her out there?
I wouldn't do that. If my wife told me she didn't feel comfortable with me doing that, then I would not do that. I would honor your comfortability way more than
just
being.
And then I'm going to be looking at the clock to see how long it usually takes you to get home, and you should get there. No, I'm playing.
Wait, read what Kim Scott said.
All right. Let me see. Kim and Marcus. Kim says, all jokes aside, it really depends on the character of Keisha and any sister. We know who we shouldn't take home or not.
But that's the point, though.
The spirit will lead you.
Yeah. But sometimes some people come with 2-3 different spirits, and you can't pick one out.
and you know what?
And that's sad.
Okay, Marcus says, at the same time, we got to be grown, all caps, and be able to handle giving someone a ride without being tempted in any way. But okay, now think about it. If the temptation is there, yeah, you may have to handle being tempted, you have to handle that. But why put yourself in a situation where you will be tempted? Why say, okay, I know I don't smoke crack no more, but I'm finna go down here to Louis somehow.
Well, they smoke.
I'm finna go down here to Louis somehow. You know, around this time, they probably be finishing up. No, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You say, I can't go down there.
Because of that, this leads to this next question I have. I'm sorry, we didn't even get to the other one, because that's fine. But I feel led to say these questions here. Now, I'm going to lead to this question now.
What is it?
Now, here's another question, y'all, that kind of coincides with Sister Keisha.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of Sister Keishas in the world.
There are a lot of Sister Keishas.
Now, how would you, let's be honest here now. Let's really be honest, y'all.
I need y'all to be honest.
Most men, now, we have been blessed with eyesight.
Okay.
We've been blessed with eyes.
Where is this going?
And God has blessed us with eyes to see.
Okay.
Now, if you are walking and you see a Sister Keisha coming, you know, and how does it look if it's like a 5-second look, like a, you know, like boom, boom, and you notice that, like, is that disrespectful?
We've talked about this before.
I want to give it another go. Yeah, I want to give this question another go.
So basically, Sister Keisha is well endowed.
Yeah, she's well endowed
and nicely put together.
Yeah, she's nicely put together.
And you see, Miss Keisha,
just nicely put together. She's showing it all because we living in 2000 millennials. We're living with a millennial. Yeah, we live in 2000 millennials.
Okay.
And these 2000 millennials don't wear nothing. They don't wear no. They wear bathing suits with leggings and stuff like that.
Right.
That's how they dress.
All right.
So, I'm mature enough to, because a lot of times I walk away, you know, because
Wait, you do what? You walk away.
I walk away.
What does that mean?
I try to avoid looking, but sometimes it get a little hard.
Okay.
Sometimes it get a little hard, but I walk away.
But you said walk away, like you get approached.
No, I'm talking about when I'm with you. This is while I'm with you. Because while we in the street.
Okay, what you do when you're not with me?
Oh, when I'm with
you. Don't bite your tongue now. What cat got your tongue? Meow. Come on now. We keeping it real, people, aren't we?
Well, when I'm not with you, it's a little hard, okay?
Right. I mean, let's keep it funky.
I'm going to keep it funky. You know how we roll. But, you know how we roll. It's already...
It's okay to look. That's right.
So
but
is
don't
it,
stare and allow lust to be your look.
No.
Don't switch your look for lust now, by God.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, social media. We don't even have to be out. So
you're not out, all right.
You don't even have to be out. You could be scrolling on Instagram,
right?
Because Instagram is a down low strip club. I ain't gonna lie. Because every chick that I happen to pass on Instagram, I mean, they twerking, they doing something.
Wait, that says a lot about your Instagram. Trust, no. Because I don't have nobody twerking on my Instagram.
Because you don't have that many followers. That's why.
Oh, so you going to do me like that. This is so deep. Typical.
You ain't got that many followers. You got about 200 followers. Oh, I got 2,000. I don't be on Instagram
like that, though.
I'm on there because, I mean, I'm, you know.
Come on now, Pastor Jay, clean it up.
But look, it ain't just the men, for the men. Because there be some men who work out, you know what I'm saying, who have bodies like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So this is the question then.
You got Arnold Schwarzeneggers out there, okay, you know?
So let's go back into it, because I know we've got some comments though, as well.
Because that's the look. In today's society, it's important that how people look. I don't know why if that's covering a void or whatever, but people pride themselves. When we grew up, yeah, we groomed ourselves, but, I mean, we just automatically look good. But today, people, you got operations, you got people who take certain parts of their skin and put it in places.
You have men
who wear body suits so they can look swole in their shirts. I mean, because for some reason, that is the appeal for a relationship today.
So let's get back to your question.
So my question is, when you come upon that, even as women.
On social media.
Even on social media. Like, how do you...
So the thing is, temptation is definitely all out there. And, of course, getting everything put in place. A lot of people, we say everybody getting work done.
Hey, Janine.
Hey, Janine, how you doing, baby? Some people not getting work done. Some people's working out. They working hard to get their natural stuff going. Okay, I had somebody look at me crazy when I said that. I said some people, even if it's 10%. So, of course, people today are priding themselves in fitness, Mia, and physical attraction. Uh-huh. Well, I get it. So if you're on social media, do you lust?
No, but you, I mean, but... It, but... I got tongue twisted there. No, you don't lust, but you don't move. You don't move the screen as fast. You know, you take a second glance, like
5 seconds or longer.
Because my wife, I'm on Instagram, and I don't know.
I look like he on Instagram, and I'm like, wait a minute.
What is that? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, who is that?
I don't feel comfortable with
I don't
that.
Even know who. Wet Water Wild, I don't know who she is.
Oh, so you remember the name.
I'm just using an example.
Wet Water Wild.
I didn't follow her. But I didn't follow her. She's just on my wall.
This is a problem that people have in relationships out there.
Some people, that's what I'm saying. It's I'm being 100 there. Because this is an issue that most women, you see something like that and you think your man is really doing this. For real.
But if you that's called cookies and cash on your your phone.
Candy said, how you gonna keep telling on yourself?
That's girl Candy. Let me tell you
Candy,
something.
Candy. No.
I'm so glad this thing right here is an open book. We good.
Candy, look.
But he is.
I would rather me tell on myself, twisted, you know.
Tongue twisted and tied.
And Candy, I'd rather me tell on myself. I'm learning to tell on yourself.
And I'm glad that we're able to like be straight up and have this conversation, because this is a real issue in relationships where the man is kind of like trying to hide the fact that, you know, once you look at one beauty, I'm just going to say that, on your Instagram, them cookies and that cash kind of like catch you up and they start sending you beauties to admire.
Yeah. But you know what though?
What?
That's why you got to be careful about that's right, Candy, because you can just click on to something like a workout thing and then you have so many workout videos.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I was looking at a workout video.
Right. Of a woman workout. Okay, you was doing it for me.
I was looking at a workout.
But yeah,
that's right.
But regardless of what those...
Hold on, Janine, you got to explain that. She said women look differently. How do y'all look, Janine?
We look at it differently.
You see my eyes, Janine? How do y'all look?
Okay. Yeah, elaborate on that. Let me see what we have over here.
How do y'all look, women?
Okay, so Mia said, truth is you look, women look. For me, the disrespect comes when you staring and giving too much attention to it.
I mean, I don't give it too much attention. But my question is the fact that you do give it attention. Even if it's the 2 minute attention, it's attention.
See, okay, so I don't know if this is what Janine mean, but Kim is chiming in saying, I see women on IG and I admire their bodies, wishing I had some of that flat area. So I know men look for a long time.
Kim, I don't look for a long time, honest, Kim.
To be honest, when I see different women and how they look too, I do. I be like, okay, dang. Okay, I want legs like that, or I want to get my stuff really toned up, you know, and it kind of make me desire to get into a gym and get a membership. That's all it does, though. I haven't quite made it in the gym yet, but I'm coming, okay?
And you know what? We got a gym right down, right, and walking distance.
I haven't quite made it yet, but I do admire.
We got to both go.
Women do. We admire what we see, and it's not lust, but when you give, like Mia said, when you give too much attention to it, then you're really setting yourself up for an addiction.
So Janine said, we see a gorgeous man and roll on with the rest of the day. Men often can't get enough.
And then go back to your Instagram to see more pictures and then see how
go back and see more. They automatically pop up.
But this is the question then. As they pop up, do you delete them since you only looked for that 5 minutes or you keep
them? That's right. It's a thank you, Marcus. IG is a digital strip club.
It may
I'm
be,
telling you.
But that's not my question. I just asked.
What'd you ask me?
So when it pops up, you said you don't look. You don't go back.
I
to
didn't
it.
Say that.
Yes, you did.
I said
then
I look.
Say
I don't go back to it.
Okay, so since you don't go
because
back
I don't,
to it, do
what
delete?
I'm saying is I don't have to go back to it. It's on the wall. How do you delete the pictures on the wall?
I don't
know. I don't have to go back and look at that because if you keep scrolling, you're going to see another one.
You're going
to see
more.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the whole.
Well, baby,
almost,
just shut your page down and start over.
I can't do that now.
just shut your page down, you know.
Milton, what's up? Milton Ticket.
But yeah, I mean, we would like to hear from you. How do you handle that? You have a whole wife.
Come on, man.
You're a man of God.
Come on, man. How do you handle if you see
in the world
a fine woman on your IG page and your woman is right next to you? Do you?
I look and I'm like, I stroll it up myself. I do it hard too to make sure. I do. I take my thing. I flick that thing.
She has seen. I'm saying that because my wife has seen. It's like every time I get on IG, it's like, gosh. And it's like you already know what kind of picture it is because the music played behind it. It'd be that ratchet music.
But let me tell you something. The beauty of having
pop that, whatever.
Okay,
you know what
baby.
I'm saying? You already know. All right, like,
baby.
God, you already know.
Okay.
We're keeping it real.
Right. But the beauty of the fact of having a healthy relationship, and that's what's necessary in homes today. We have to have healthy relationships because if not, that would cause confusion, friction, it'll add to the story that's already being built in some situations that you've gone through and all of that stuff. I mean, does my man do this all the time? What he looking at? Who is that? Do he know her? All kind of questions pop up.
But here's a good thing about it, y'all. And all jokes aside now, really, all jokes aside.
Okay.
Here's a good thing about it. Even though I see all of that, I still know. And this is because, and I'm telling on myself, I've dated enough women to know what crazy looks like, what trouble looks like, what dysfunction looks like.
Yeah.
So because I see, and that's why I can't look and not admire, because I admire what I got at home. And that in my admiration comes with the fact that we built a relationship.
We built something.
A level of trust.
Yeah, and that's perfect.
So we built a level of where a fine woman cannot come between what I realize and what I know that I have.
And you have
so
peace,
I can look at it and it don't do nothing but be a nice body or a nice whatever she got. And that's all it is, because trust me, she can't do what my wife do for me. She can't talk
to
me.
What does your wife do for you, sir?
Oh, my wife makes me feel like the best man.
She tries.
Oh,
she tries.
She don't try. She does. Because everybody can see the difference being around you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, everybody can see the change.
That's so sweet.
Because I've been with this woman. Everybody. Everywhere I go, they don't thank me. They thank you.
And I say, you're welcome. Even before they say, oh, my God, Jesse, you changed. I'd be like, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. So that means, to me, that's more substance than just what somebody can present. And that again, I already know it's not what's on the outside. It's really what's on the inside.
Yeah.
This is what makes my wife more beautiful than any, you know. I'm sure every man will say that about their wife. But my wife, is the most beautiful thing in my eye, inside and out. And that means way more than just a twerk on the strip
and
club.
And I think that's why it doesn't bother me so bad. Like, it at a point in our relationship early on, I was insecure about a lot of things that you had going on that you got.
And I'm sure you have, because like I said in the last episode, I used to like
God had to deliver you from,
and he delivered
now it's so interesting now
with some help,
and I have to say this that I remember a time when this is before social media and everything, that you would do that stare thing. Like, you was, and even with me there, it was almost as if you went into a trance and your whole thing would be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll pop back and just start talking to me like, I didn't see that. I would be
That's true, oh my God.
But because at that time we were friends, I had to realize, okay, this dude, it's a problem here. Something is, there's a problem here.
And I'm going to tell you why. That's at that point, I was caught up in me. Mm-hmm. But as God really started to work
there
in my life,
there is a change. Thank you,
I started
Jesus.
Being caught up in my purpose.
Yeah.
Caught up in what God had for me.
And that
not
makes
what,
the difference.
Who I was. You know what I'm saying? So I understand now what God has for me, what God has me to do.
Yeah.
And it's way more important to me to fulfill that purpose than to fulfill a lustful look.
And I think that
is not real. Because like Janine said, those pictures are not real. The people ain't real. So, like, you ain't getting that real person. You know what I'm saying? So
Not that real peace.
Do you understand how it is to get to the level of having somebody that gives you them their total self?
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder about nothing.
You don't have to
second guess. You don't have to. Man, that is so. Yes. That is so. When you get to that level, you can't.
You can look, but it don't hit the same.
It ain't hitting the same at all.
Yeah.
It ain't hitting the same. I like that, y'all. I got one more question.
No, baby.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I have some comments.
Okay,
but I think, okay, Marcus says, you have got caught in the algorithms. Come on with the algorithms. He says, got to start looking at sports and cooking channels, brother Pastor Jay. You got to look at some HGTV.
They're not on IG. That's the thing. You know, that's,
but
you know, that's not on. But you're right, though.
But when you get caught
in the algorithms. I don't look at cooking channels. My wife
look
at that.
Yeah, but when you get caught in the algorithms, it will. See, it's all about tempting you to continuously. Because what they think is, oh, the computer only knows, okay, this is something he like. So let me keep filling him
up
with
things
he like.
But you know what, though? But you know what? That is true. They got professional people that are hired to look at your Facebook and your social media, what you do on social media. This is how they get to look at certain
things. The algorithms.
Yeah, they see what you're looking at. And so if they see what you're looking at, if you will look at one or two things on Facebook or Instagram, you start noticing that this is a lot of commercials and stuff that will pop up about the stuff that you look at.
Yeah.
Because they have people that are hired to influence your look on Facebook.
Marketing.
Yeah, it is crazy because you got to look at that. I mean, that is a trick.
You have to look at is yourself, because every time you open your IG or your Facebook and all that stuff pop up, it shows what you're interested
but
in.
But I'm strong enough to, it don't bother me. It really don't.
Okay, that's a blessing.
It don't bother me at all.
Doth thou tempt me, Satan?
No, never.
That's a blessing. It don't bother you. But you don't want to continuously allow, not just you, Pastor Jay, I'm just saying, period.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't want to continuously allow temptations to overflood your social media, your life, because after a while, because Satan is very subtle. And yeah, it may seem very subtle at first. It doesn't bother me, but what you fill your eye gates with is what gets inside of the kingdom. What you fill your ear gates with is what gets inside of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you continuously filling your eye gates with, then that's what social media is all about. Filling your eyes with certain things that catch you and appeal to you. And then after a while, you'll be wondering why your soul is full of this stuff. And it makes you desire to go back and just take a little peek. And after a while, you sneak in and you don't even realize why you sneaking, because this wasn't even an issue of yours to begin with. It's because you have fallen into the algorithm.
I think, who's that? Oh, Robin Holmes. Yes, and everything you look at gets thrown and you had ass pop. Yes, it just pops up because everything you look at. But I really believe, that's the trick of the enemy to influence you to do things that you really start putting in your mind. You're
but is it a trick of the enemy?
I think it is. It's a level of influence.
It may be him influencing what you've already made a decision on.
No, because a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times it can be something like you cooking. Because today, I'm telling you, dude, they use social media and TV. What they use is the world's issues to promote a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So they'll use your relationship issue to promote something else. Okay. They'll use your relationship desire to promote a sneaker. You know what I'm saying? This is the trick with it. They use things on social media to really trick you.
He's the prince of the airwaves.
Even with, I'm telling you, everything now I see on TV, I don't even like watching TV because you see the abomination things that I'm not, because we on social media now. I don't want to offend nobody, but you see that's all we see. We see love. I'm gonna say that we see a lot of love on the TV commercials, mm-hmm. and it'd be something simple as T-Mobile. You know what I'm saying? Right. A phone commercial. And just because, and if you look on that, because they have this love situation on there, then guess what? Even on social media, then guess what? It start popping up on social media because you looked at this thing that has something to do with T-Mobile.
And that's
so
fine.
That's the trick of it. That's what I'm saying.
That's fine. So the whole point is, going back into it, be aware of how you allow yourself to be put in situations, even with Sister Keisha.
That ain't no pride. There ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing proud about that. Pride.
Okay, but even in situations where, like I said about Sister Keisha, sometimes we place ourselves in these situations and we feel that we are strong enough to handle what comes along with it, not realizing some situations have been brought into your life already set up for your demise. Because a lot of this stuff that we deal with, especially, it's a spiritual battle. It's not always the natural. What you see is not always what you get. That just because you refuse to see that there is a spiritual warfare happening around you doesn't mean that the enemy and his forces and the authorities and the kingdoms and the principalities have decided, oh, well, she not looking at us. She ignoring us. So I'm going to leave her alone. No. Just because you're ignoring that there's a battle going on doesn't mean that the battle stops. It just means that you have decided to ignore the fact that you have to fight now.
Dude, I believe the fight is just really a mindset because, again,
the battle is in your mind.
Yeah, it's a mindset, and we make the mindset a fight, and it's not that hard because, again, if you really understand who you are, if you really understand your purpose, if you really, and like I said, a lot of these things come because there are things that are missing in our life. So what we search for is the very thing that can be the very thing that be the trick to get us to start searching for in places that will allow us to see things that we're not ready to deal with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really the mindset. If you are strong enough to understand, listen, no matter what,
there's a scripture in the Bible that it says something beforehand. If somebody knows this, help me out. But it says, take heed lest you fall. Sometimes we think that we are beyond reproach when it comes to falling in certain situations. We think that we got it, but that is the exact time that the devil slips a Mickey in the game. And all of a sudden, the thing that you were so convinced that you had under control is now controlling you. And that's when you begin to be like Adam in the garden and hide and put that little fig leaf on. Mm-hmm. And then your wife or your husband is saying, baby, where are you? What's going on? You distant. Something is happening. And then you throw up all these smoke screens and try to hide what it is that's going on instead of allowing that person that God has placed in your life to see that ugly and fight with you. That's why it's very important to have somebody in your life like I do. I thank God for that. I can be vulnerable with and say, well, baby, I'm struggling with this. And I know that he has my heart and he has my best interest at heart. And he's not going to take what I give him, my vulnerability, because that's a scary thing to give somebody, your vulnerability, your struggles, to take my struggles and make my struggles into a fight that we fight together. Even if it's something that may be an infraction against him or make him feel a certain way.
Dwayne said he will put you in the street.
What does that mean? he'll put you in the street. Talking about the devil?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. That's what you mean, Bishop? Bishop
yes.
Myers?
Yes. We have to learn.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, man. You gotta be careful. That I mean, and this it is the tricks of the enemy are so to really get us to believe that it's so much better than what we see yes. than what we know.
Your eyes will deceive you. It's all smoke and mirrors. Because yeah. behind that curtain, there is no wizard.
Cause that's why my wife said is what you see and what you get in your ear gates. That's what you start believing.
Yeah.
But the thing yeah. is, you gotta know.
You let it through the gates. I mean, you did it. But then we always say like the devil.
Because
no,
sometimes you don't
it.
Know. What do you mean, Bishop?
You did it.
Sometimes you don't know. Because again, I mean, you can Google, like I said, you can Google an ad for, you can Google.
I mean, you're sports, making a valid point. You can
Google
you
something
can
and all these things start
that
showing
is
up.
True.
And
that
start,
is
you ain't
true.
Got, and you ain't look for nothing.
That
but
is
then
true.
You have a girl in a bathing suit walking around with the T-Mobile phone because you
that
put an ad
true.
In for a T-Mobile. I'm looking for an iPhone 13, and then you got this woman, or you got a love couple, you know, doing something.
I mean that's
I mean,
going to happen.
It happens.
That's going to happen, no doubt. But what we're talking about too is what are you talking about, Dwayne?
Oh, you talking about Marie? Yeah, she put you in the street, Doc.
Oh, for anybody that want to know that scripture, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The one that I said, "Take heed lest you fall." We got to get in this thing and get an understanding
right,
of what's really
right.
happening, because relationships are very vital. They're very, very important to have healthy relationships, because the devil does know that one can put 1,000 demons to flight, them his people, and two can put 10,000 to flight. I'd rather put 10,000 to flight with us working together and me not fighting him and fighting with him and for him about his struggles and my struggles than for me and him to split and do
That's
what
right.
the devil want us to do. So now I'm sitting over here and I'm not even fighting anymore. He over there, he not fighting anymore. And then he getting into all kind of mischief on social media.
Yes. So listen, y'all, man, this was a great question session, y'all. We didn't even get to the questions that we had, but I told you I had some questions
and
that she didn't want to talk about.
And if you have any questions, stop saying that. I don't even remember that conversation. Let's just keep it real.
I know.
I don't remember that conversation where you didn't want to talk.
She don't never remember something. We were just talking. The fellas were just talking about this before we started.
All right.
When you remind your wife, you talking too much.
No.
But
no,
if you don't remind her, she'll forget.
No.
The fellas were just talking about this. We were just talking about this.
Anyway, yes, y'all were, but I choose to disagree. So listen,
but
this is
I
the
love
thing.
You, baby. You know that.
That didn't make me think you didn't love me. Yeah, I got Anyway, so listen, this is the thing. If you have questions, if you have any kind of relationship question that you really want us
go
to
on
talk
our Facebook
about,
page.
Go on to Shift Movement 2021 and comment.
Put
like
your questions
the page,
on there. Yeah,
subscribe
like the page.
To the YouTube channel. We are here for you. We want to talk about what you want to talk about, and we want to get these questions answered.
That's
keep
right.
it as real as you want to keep it. We don't mind.
And listen, y'all, we coming up with the date. We got Sister Mia. She's a part of the Shift Movement team. We're getting the love ball together for July, y'all. The band
N-A-T-L.
Is already booked. The band is already booked. And we having a love ball in ATL, y'all. So
love,
y'all
Shift Love Ball ATL
in July.
So get ready to get them
details
tickets.
Are coming very, very soon.
Get ready to get them tickets.
Get
Listen.
Ready to purchase your tickets, because we are going to have a fire ball. Yes.
It's going to be an all-white event.
Yeah,
so
she wanted all-white.
Get your white
all
together.
All-white affair.
Because I think that is so gorgeous when you see a lot of us with white.
All-white affair.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, come in your best, all white.
That's right.
Your white. Don't wear no white linen.
Well, if you want to wear linen, but anyway.
In the summertime. It's a hot Atlanta.
Okay,
is it hot Atlanta?
Right. So don't forget, Shift Love Ball ATL is coming soon. Don't forget to be prepared to purchase your tickets. You ready to pray, babe?
Yeah, we're going to pray out, y'all. We appreciate y'all coming on, watching this, y'all.
Okay.
Love, we thank you, God,
thank you,
for
Lord.
This day. We honor you, God. We bless
we
you, God.
Praise your
we love,
name.
We thank you, God, for this platform, God, that you've allowed us to be a part of, God. This is you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
This is all you, God. God, we only do this, God,
bless
because we
name.
Are following you.
Bless
God, we know
name.
That, God, if it wasn't for you, God, we wouldn't even be here, God.
In
so we thank you
Jesus.
Right now. Thank you for everyone who's listening.
Yes.
God, we hope that we've touched at least one, God.
Thank
and
you,
we've
Lord.
Done that, God. We've done what you called us to do. And we
Jesus
thank you, God, for... for allowing us this place, the space to even be able to do it at, God. And we just ask you to give everybody a safe night, a safe journey home if they're traveling, God, watching us over the airways. God, just look at the home, every home represented that watches, God. And we just ask you to bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shift Real Talk, y'all.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.